Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Thank you for being with us this afternoon. It's a pleasure to be with you on a beautiful Tuesday afternoon. We are going to get straight to our guest right away here. Let's speak to Senator Jim Talent, former United States Senator from Missouri, former Congressman, Chairman of the Reagan Institute's National Leadership Council. Senator, thank you for being with us here today. It's good to have you.
I am glad to do it, Annie.
Thank you so much. I want to give you the open opportunity to just comment so far on this Middle East trip of the president. He spoke in Saudi Arabia. He pulled back. He said he was going to order the cessation of sanctions against Syria. Your thoughts so far on what the president has done?
That's interesting. I had not read that. Well, I mean, I don't see any reason not to take on face value the White House's emphasis of this as a trip designed to encourage and get investment in the United States. That is a core purpose of President Trump. And I think it's great. I mean, he's trying to rebuild the manufacturing base. And I think foreign direct investment is a key part of that. Obviously, he's going to be talking about all the issues in the Middle East, Syria being one of them. It's interesting because the group that defeated Assad and is technically the government of the country, although Syria is really not a country, Annie, in the sense it's a group of different tribes or people groups that, if they're not held together by a very strong central government, tend to fly apart. But insofar as there's a government, it's a Sunni government, not an Alawite one, and it has its roots in radical Islam, although it's appearing with some credibility to be more moderate. Well, the concern here is that if we get a radical Sunni regime in Syria and the Saudis support them, we could have a destabilizing force that's as bad or worse than Assad. So my guess is this is the result of discussions with the Saudis along those lines. There's lots of good reasons to have a good relationship with the Saudis. And, you know, if there's a country that you have to deal with because you have common interests with them, it makes sense to do it the way Trump's doing and not embarrassing them, you know, because of their policies at home, which are in many respects oppressive, no question. But I'd rather have a Sunni conservative government, which is what this is in the context of the Middle East, than the radical alternatives.
So the president said, I'll be ordering the cessation of sanctions against Syria in order to give them a chance at greatness. He went on to say, in Syria, which has been so much misery and death, there is a new government that we must all hope will succeed in stabilizing the country and keeping peace. So I say good luck, Syria. So with a new government in charge there, is there reasonable cause here to suggest that maybe things would be different from Syria? When I heard him say that at this event that he is at in front of the Crown Prince in Saudi Arabia, I kind of gasped in my car coming and listening, like, oh, I didn't know we were in a position to kind of pull back a little bit on Syria.
Yeah, if they can establish control, if they are willing to allow the Kurds in the northeast a reasonable degree of freedom, if they do not militarize the border with Israel, and then if their policies at home are more or less like the Saudis, which again is certainly not consistent with our values, but it is, again, in the Middle Eastern context, a conservative but not radical version of Sharia law, then yes, that would be a good thing. And that's the outcome that we want. That would be preferable to ongoing instability and civil war in the region, or pardon me, in the country. So that's, I'm sure, what the administration is aiming at. And so this is probably, this latest announcement is probably the result of discussions with the Saudis about what role they were going to play with this new regime.
Another thing that President Trump commented on, condemned, I would even say, in his speech in Saudi Arabia was interventionists and nation builders. Can you talk to us, with your expertise in foreign policy and how different administrations have engaged in foreign policy? Donald Trump seems to be a businessman. Everywhere he goes, he's looking for business. He's looking for investment. He's looking to be, I don't know if it's an isolationist, but what is he talking about when he refers to nation building and interventionalists?
Yeah, as far as a businessman, if I just make a comment on that first. In the first place, yes, I think it is part of his plan to reindustrialize the United States, and I think it can be an important part of that. It's also the way Trump uses the American narrative as a force in foreign policy. So we're used to presidents doing that. Reagan was the chief example, using our narrative about human rights and freedom. I've studied how Reagan did that everywhere he went. Well, in Trump's case, it's because this is what he's suited to in the terms in which he thinks. It's prosperity, right? It's a good deal for everybody. I mean, he's done this he tried to do it with North Korea, if you'll recall, in his first term. So I think that's, you know, what he's doing there. Now, the reference here is to, in particular, how the Bush administration prosecuted the global war on terror, which, again, I mean, and I was critical at the time. I mean, they never really had a strong war aims that were related to the national interest, other than getting the people who had attacked us, you know, which was fine. And they did not consider in the Iraqi war what they were going to do if there was a counterinsurgency. You know, when you go in and take a country, you have to set up a government to replace you. And we just did an ineffective job and didn't really plan in doing that in the first place. And that's generally what's referred to as democracy building. And Trump is right. I mean, he's a realist in foreign policy, which means he identifies American interests and pursues that, and doesn't pass judgment within pretty broad limits on what other countries do domestically, provided that they don't try to export it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, that is not, it's incorrect to say that Trump is never, he used the term interventionist. Well, Trump intervenes plenty. I mean, we've just spent 2 months beating up the Houthis because they were attacking American shipping, and he's made very clear that we're going to go after Iran. Trump uses much more direct language than any other president. I mean, he just says there's going to be bombing so he's willing to intervene, but on behalf of American interests. And he doesn't want to set up some long-term, very difficult commitment in order to try and set up a government in a foreign country. So I think that's what he's getting at.
Before we let you go, we're speaking with Senator Jim Talent. Do you feel, is there anything that you're hoping with great anticipation for this Middle East trip that the president is able to achieve or accomplish or bring back home with?
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Well, I mean, if the issue, the biggest issue right now is Iran's nuclear program, because the worst thing that could happen in the Middle East, which is saying a lot, is if they were to get a nuclear weapon and the means to deliver it. And I am fine with the president trying to negotiate an end to the program. Steve Witkoff has made clear what that means. It means shipping out all your enriched uranium, breaking down the centrifuges and the nuclear infrastructure, including the weapons program that you would use to weaponize the material, and then also the missile program. It's got to all be broken down. So I'm fine with that. I don't think the Russians, I don't think the Iranians are ever going to agree. And so there's going to have to be a deadline at some point. President Trump quite properly hates war. I mean, I think it's really pretty clear.
Mm-hmm.
I believe at some point he's going to have to engage in it with Iran. And so I have a downside concern that his reluctance might cause him to agree to something that I would prefer he not agree to. On the other hand, he and Rubio and now Witkoff and Waltz, when he was the NSA, couldn't have been clearer about what the Iranians are going to have to do. So basically, he's done a good job in the Middle East in the first term, in this term. I'm willing to, you know, give him leeway to engage in the policies and the tactics he wants, and then we'll see what the result is.
Well, thank you very much for being with us today, Senator Talent. I know there's going to be a lot more to discuss, so we hope you'll come back as this trip unfolds and we'll get to the bottom of what he's able to accomplish on such a big trip. Thank you so much today for being with us.
You are welcome.
Take care. Bye-bye. Senator Jim Talent, former congressman, former U.S. Senator from Missouri, also chairman of the Reagan Institute's National Leadership Council. All right, let's take a quick break. Let's get to the YouTube live chat poll. We'll discuss that here real quick. Should President Trump and the USA accept the Qatari airplane? Yes or no? We need to know from you how you feel about the offer of that airplane and whether or not the Department of Defense, which I believe is who it's actually technically being donated to, should they take it? Yes or no? We'll be right back.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.